Impromptunes acknowledges that this podcast is recorded on the traditional lands of the Boonwurrung peoples of the Kulin Nation. We pay our respects to elders past, present, and emerging, and celebrate their enduring connections to country, knowledge, and stories.
Impromptunes, 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 impromptunes.
Do you hear the people improvising?
Good people of the world, thanks for tuning in to Impromptunes, the completely improvised musical podcast. Now here they are, the cast of Impromptunes.
Welcome to Impromptunes, the podcast. I'm Morgan Phillips, and I'm going to be emceeing today. I'm here with Alexia Brinsley.
Hello. You have an MC voice going on right now.
It's because I'm a bit hungover.
MP. This is an MC. Wow.
I'm here with Amelia June.
Hello. I'm also hungover, and this is my newsreader voice.
Wow. I'm not hungover. Is that why my voice is higher?
Yeah.
That's how it works.
That's it.
Damn it.
I'm here with Jem Sherwell on the keys, giving us some nice riffs there. Jackson, I've forgotten your last name. I'm so sorry.
Ether.
That's what I was going to guess. I should have just guessed. Jackson Ether on the tech desk. We're here. We're making an entire podcast up on the spot for you. But before that, I have a little confession to make. At the party that I was at last night, where I'm a bit hungover from now, which is actually at the same venue we're recording this podcast.
People are going to do the math.
I haven't gone home. I was drinking quite willingly margaritas, but I came to the realization that I don't think I'd like them. Even though I drink them quite often, I think they're too much.
Too much
citrus, too much salt.
It's like alcohol.
I'm just squeezing a lime in my mouth and then licking a salt bowl. And it's like, if I'm doing that on a tequila shot, sure. But why do I have to elongate that tequila shot process over the space of 20 minutes?
That's what Morgan said last night. Oh no, I was in the podcast party.
Oh no.
And he was just like, it's just like a really slow version of a tequila shot. And I was like, it is. I hate them too.
Yeah.
I love margaritas so much where I'm actually lost for words because I find it like quite offensive because I enjoy a margarita. I don't care how limey it is, how salty it is.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as a bad margarita in my opinion. And so now I was also at the podcast party last night, and I'm getting the flashback of me getting very angry at you, Morgan, when you said that, because it also takes a lot of time to make a margarita, because we're like squeezing the actual limes. So then to bequeath a beautiful handmade margarita to someone who is then, I don't enjoy this. Well then give it to someone who does.
No, you are right. I was greedy and I took two margaritas.
I saw your face.
Even after having one and coming to the revelation I didn't like them, I still asked for a second one. And maybe it's the act. Maybe I like the event of a margarita, but I don't like the drink itself.
Like the podcast party vibe.
Yeah.
I was getting amongst it. So you have to. It was the drink of the night. Yeah.
It was. It was a Mexican themed party.
Yeah.
And we all enjoyed. Actually, Lexi, you've got a confession about cheese dip.
Yeah, look, I don't like the cheesy thing that gets made. I know.
Emmett makes it, and Emmett is going to hear this for the first time on the podcast, but Emmett makes a con queso dip that he brings out, and I quite like it. I'm a big fan, but Lexi has to hide the fact that she hates it.
Did you try it? Did you eat it?
I got away with it. Morgan tried it. He was like, hey, have you tried the cheese dip yet? Because he knows. And I was just like, oh, yeah. And who was next to me?
Amelia.
But you were next to me, and then Chris, another podcast partier, was on the other side. And I was like, oh, yeah, Chris, give it a go. And he's like, oh, yeah, man, I got away with it.
That's a very good way to get away with something you don't want to eat, is like asking everyone else if they've tried it. Like, have you had some?
Oh, yeah, good question, Morgan. Yeah, have you had some?
Yeah, you got to try it.
But it was very skillful. Well done, Lexi.
Thank you. I'm a bit of a social Houdini sometimes, but my thing, that is the lamest thing I've ever said in my life.
I'm going to keep that as your tagline forever. I'm
going
to introduce you to the podcast of being like, Lexi, the social Houdini.
I'm embarrassed that I just thought that of myself so confidently to say it. Oh my God.
You are going red. Your face is going red.
It's live forever on the internet now.
I don't know why I said that. at? What am I getting out of all the time or hiding from? I'm embarrassed. But what I was thinking of is, is cheese. I don't actually like cheese that
much.
Yeah, I know, which is wild. Apparently, even as a baby, I'd spit it out. I don't know.
Wow. Are you allergic to it?
No, I've got nothing, no intolerances to dairy or anything like that. It's just, it's also like margaritas, a lot. Like, it's a lot. Flavours.
I just think maybe you haven't had the right cheese. Because, again, that's something that I also love very much. Where, like, when people are like, I don't like it, I feel genuinely personally, like, confused and offended.
This whole podcast, actually, we've just been thinking of things that we can shatter you
with, Amelia. I don't really like Emmett that much.
I'm so glad you said that. Because I've got a confession to make. We love Emmett and his cheese dip.
We do. Yeah. What do you not like?
When it comes to like food or something to consume.
It's something that you think you should, like everyone thinks you should like, but you don't.
Something I really don't like, thinking about like socializing and parties and stuff, when everyone's like, oh, let's play a game that no one understands, and one person knows the game and they're like, I'm going to explain to you all the instructions of the game.
Yeah.
Because and everyone's like, oh, this sounds really fun. Like, I've already stopped listening. So I don't like games that I don't already understand how to play.
Yeah.
I feel I'm with you on that. I was like that the first time I ever played Werewolf. It was like another drinking thing, not in the podcast studio.
Oh.
And everyone just jumped into their sides of the room and there were these cards and everyone was like putting on voices and I was like, what is happening?
Oh.
Are we improvising?
Yeah. Anyway, we've all got things that we pretend to love. But it's time to shed them loose. So if you are listening to this podcast just because you're pretending, it's time to log off. Because I'm going to reach my hand into the bowl of this, the pot of gold, we call it now. And I'm going to pull out a title given to us by you, the listener. And we're going to make an entirely improvised musical from it. And the title I pulled up is The Unused Emoji by Josie Lane. Thank you, Josie Lane. The Unused Emoji. Which emoji do you think she's referring to?
There's a lot of like just like stationery that I think probably doesn't get used.
And a lot of like flags and things.
Yeah.
Or just like there's just like
boring
a circle.
Ones.
I admittedly sometimes search in the country and then look at the flag if I'm not sure what the flag looks like. Like instead of Googling, I'll just go to emojis.
Wow.
See, they do have their uses.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're right. There's a lot of stationery, a lot of really boring emojis. And you think about the people who must have made those emojis and you're
those
poor
people.
Emoji.
Yeah, graph emoji.
Anyway, riveting content here on Impromptunes as we explore for the first and last time ever the unused emoji. Yeah.
There's one thing that'll make you feel alive, inventing the newest hard drive. One thing that'll make you feel good, finding a computer program like you should.
There's one thing that'll make you feel fine when you get something and you put it in a hard drive. One thing that'll make you feel good when you invent something with tech.
Yeah, we're tech gurus. We make the things you use. We're tech gurus. And we make the things you use.
We're tech gurus. And we make the things you use.
Yeah.
We're tech gurus. And we make the things you use.
There's one thing that'll make you feel seen, and it's putting something up on a big projector screen. One thing that you gotta do, you gotta see how your mouse controls you.
Oh, one thing when you tippy-tappy-tapping with your fingers on the board and you never get bored, yeah. One thing that you gotta understand, that the computer companies, yeah, they're the man.
One thing that makes me feel fine when I'm sticking things in with a USB, yeah. Get my cords and I wrap them up and feels good to me.
We get to take gurus and we make the things you use.
We're tech gurus and we make the things you use.
We're
tech gurus and we make the things you use.
Yeah, we're
tech gurus and we make the things.
Sandra.
David.
Amazing work. Another emoji down.
Oh, that thank you.
Honestly, the plain emoji was just so insightful of you. I should have realized when you suggested, I was like, who wants vehicles as emojis? But the plain one, every time someone suggests they're going to go traveling on text message, and we do read everyone's text messages, we see that they 90% of the time use a plain emoji straight afterwards.
Well, thank you, David. I have been doing my research, and I was just trying to get the next one out of the bag onto the screens as soon as possible.
Just so creative. Honestly, I don't know where we'd be at Microsoft without you.
Well, it would be a micro hard time.
That's it, Sandra. Honestly, one day I can see you taking over from old Bill himself.
Oh, gosh. David, you can't say things like that. Me just jumping to the CEO top boss position of Microsoft.
Well, you know when Bill Gates started, don't you?
He started at the bottom.
Yeah, making emojis. That's how he started.
It's where all the tech gods start.
Yeah.
They usually struggle to express their real emotion in real life, so we can so easily just put it on a screen.
Yeah. You should write things down in emojis.
Just draw a little picture of how I'm feeling on a piece of paper. It's easier than saying it.
That's the thing about you and your emojis, though, Sandra. You write them down. The emojis you make, they're made with love. And you can tell that. You know, that angry face. And the one with the exploding brain?
Oh yeah, that was when my cousin's brain exploded. I had a lot of real life content to draw from that. Little Tommy. He thought too many big thoughts.
And then boom. And you know, you were angry at society for giving him so many thoughts.
I was.
You had the angry emoji. And you know, they all come from a place inside of you. And I admire that.
Thank you.
You see them over at Apple, their emojis. They do stationary.
You know what Apple did the other day? A graph. A graph has no emotion.
Yeah, they honestly are absolute dog shit.
They're robots over there. Sometimes I wonder if they actually are robots over there.
Sandra, and the thing is, you just got so much to draw on in your life. You know, you had your
cousin Tommy,
whose brain exploded after getting too many big thoughts.
Yeah.
You had your dog Martha, she got hit by a giant bulldozer, so now we have that emoji.
I know, just the little tail coming out of the little scoop. It's been used 99 times a day. People need it. People need real emojis, you know?
And you've lived your whole life with IBS, so we have the poo emoji.
Yeah, I know, and a lot of people use that.
Yeah,
when constantly. I first pitched that, they were like, that's bullshit. And I was like, it's not BS. It's IBS. Oh, God.
We still laugh about that.
I know.
I just want to thank you, Sandra, for all your hard work here. You're going places. You know that. And I know sometimes your life might be sad, but you're going to the top, and I can see it.
David, it's so nice having such a supportive friend like you.
Hey. I'm not your friend. I'm your manager.
Okay.
Is Club better than a friend?
I guess it's a step up.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a friend, but slightly intimidating.
A friend with powers over you.
That's where I made the lightning bolt emoji. That was about you, David.
Yeah.
Striking me when I'm down.
Always here to strike you when you're down, Sandra.
Thanks, David. All right. Oh, a text from my mom. Oh. My little brother died. Wow. Just another thing that I can feel in my life. Just another thing that kinda goes wrong and doesn't go right. Just another thing, always bad luck in my days. Just another thing that I can turn into a craze. But sometimes I feel emotion inside me. I feel the strength it confides me. I feel more than I express. I wanna say yes to this job promotion. Yes to my life in motion. Yes to this job promotion. But I fear I can never ask for it. Oh, a text from my dad. Oh, he died. Oh, wow. Okay. God, the world, it seems to kick me hard when I am down. That dog who crossed the road while that bulldozer, it struck him round and round. And God, little Tommy, he thought so big and it made me proud. But then those thoughts, they were so big, those thoughts, they were so big, they made his brain explode. And yes to this job promotion. But I fear that I can never ask for it. Everyone knows me around these halls as the kind of girl that she just sketches it all. She gets the dreams out, the dreams on paper, but they are real and I want them now, not later. That's right, I wanna get there. I wanna get there out of this life as a square. Get me beyond these halls. Get me from behind this keyboard and yes to this job. Promotion, yes to my life in motion, yes to this job promotion. But I fear that I can never ask for it. Emojis, the bottom level of this tech company. God, if only I can get to a truer part of me. If only these nimble fingers that sketch can create a USB. If only these thoughts that are in my head that slowly come out my hand can slowly create a better world, a world we understand. And I'll say yes to this job promotion, yes to my life in motion, yes to this job promotion. But I fear, yes I'm scared, I'm not there, that I can never ask for it. Oh, a text from my ex-boyfriend. I'm invited to the wedding. Wow, I'm coming, Jim.
Oh, Perth Fringe. We sold out opening weekend, won a weekly Best Comedy Award. I want to go back.
Emma, but what are you talking about? We've got two more seasons coming up.
Oh, yeah, we got comedy festivals. That starts March 28th in Melbourne.
Yep, and for the first time ever, we're performing at...
Drumroll, please.
Acme! In Fed Square.
That's going to be so cool. Wait, you mentioned the second season.
Uh-huh, our debut season in Brisbane.
Oh, yes. So, listeners, I'm not from Brisbane. I don't even know anyone who lives there. But if you live there, or if you know someone who does, or you've ever been to Brisbane, spread the word and get people along to Brisbane Comedy Festival, which is in May, two shows only.
Mm-hmm. So we better get to work.
What a natural exchange of dialogue this has been.
Indubitably. Yes.
You know what the best thing about being 16 years old is, Jemima?
Steven, is it that we can illegally drink Passion Pop and play on MSN?
That is it. That's the best thing because it is the heightened deal that being illegal just makes drinking Passion Pop so much better.
Oh, it's so exciting. Mm. You know, when we turn 21, when we can legally drink.
I'm
going to
stop.
I don't want to do that.
Why?
It's
Why
the
would
thrill.
I? Then I'll just go into hard drugs.
Yeah, exactly.
But now is Passion Pop and MSN. The two greatest pleasures a teenager can enjoy.
The two greatest pleasures in life. Mm. Who could ask for anything more? It just fills me with so much love.
Yeah.
So much love, Steve.
So much love, Jemima. Mm. But the other day, I was in class.
Yeah.
And I saw, Veronica from the cheerleading team. And I was
she's so hot.
She's so hot. And I was like, you know what? I wish I could just MSN her right now. But I was in class. And so what I did is I wrote down on a piece of paper what I was feeling. And I just handed it to her.
Wow.
Yeah.
You wrote down in words what you were feeling.
Yeah, like with one of the, you know, those things that have, they're like sticks and they have ink in them. A pen.
Oh.
I had a pen.
Oh, a pen.
And I just wrote with one of those things. I handed it to her, and she was like, wow, let's date. And now we are.
That's amazing. You know what's so funny is, like, the other day, I was in my bedroom, and I was feeling really hungry in my tummy.
Oh, did you have some more passion pop?
No, that's why I'd run out of passion pop,
oh, no.
And I was like, I need something to fill this. So I was like, you know what? I could just like shout out to my mom and dad and say, hey, when's dinner? But I didn't. Instead, I just got a piece of paper and I wrote down, this is what I would like for dinner.
What did you?
Lasagna, and slid it under my door.
What did you use?
You know those things where it's like, it's sort of like an elongated piece of wood, and they come in different colors with a little tip at the end.
Oh, like a pencil.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I used.
Amazing. Oh my God.
And then I got my dinner. It was amazing. Like, just, I didn't know just sharing my feelings with people could just
be so simple.
Be so simple. And
I don't need MSN to be there the whole time. It's like I got MSN in the power of my hands.
Oh my God. In the power of our hands and our minds. All the feelings that we're feeling, we're just getting them out.
What if we just wrote to each other? Wrote with our pens in our hands. Who needs the internet to make someone understand?
What if we just to each other, get our thoughts out on that page. Mm-hmm. Who needs little typey typeys when we could just use pen and paper like they did in the old days?
I'm gonna leave the emojis unused, gonna leave them in my past. I'm gonna leave those emojis on you so I can make this feeling last.
I'm gonna leave the emojis on you
so I can make this feeling last. Leave them in my past, yeah.
I'm gonna leave these emojis on you
so I can make this feeling last.
I don't need to send a text to my friend when I wanna tell her I like her. I'm just gonna write in my notebook, I love you, Sandra, will you come to the prom later?
And I was gonna send an email to Veronica, but you know what would be better?
Tell me now.
I'm gonna get a sheet of paper and a fountain pen and write her a letter. Oh, I'm gonna leave those emojis on you. I'm gonna leave them in the past.
I'm gonna leave those emojis on you
so I can make my feelings last.
I'm gonna leave these emojis on you.
Yeah,
baby. I'm gonna leave them in the past. I'm gonna leave these emojis on you
so I can make this feeling last. Oh, yes, Sandra, sorry. It's bad timing.
David, I just wanted to, I just wanted to talk about, what's happening out there.
Yeah, it's chaos. It's honestly, all the 16-year-olds, they were propping Microsoft up and they just stopped using computers.
Yeah, I know. I even, look, I grabbed this graph, and yes, I know, it's an emoji graph on the cover picture here,
which I hate,
because
it's the Apple one.
But it's going completely down. It's going vertically down. I haven't seen a crash like this since the stocks of 1940.
Oh my God, the stocks of 1940. Don't get me started.
They went so down.
They were so down. They were like on the floor down.
They were like underground down.
They're like hell down. They're like
they were on the other side.
Metaphysical
on the other side of the world down.
Yeah,
yeah, but David,
so
not a time to. I know my job is on the line, and I was getting close to the top. You know that. Just don't let me go yet. Don't let me go yet, please.
Sandra, I don't know. There's no need for an emoji anymore because no one is using them.
They will use them again. That's what we do best in these companies. They look away from us, we get them back. Trick of the hand. Magic. Distraction.
I don't know, Sandra. I mean, I know I'm your friend, but I'm also your manager.
Oh, God, that's just better.
better than a friend.
It is.
What if I make notifications happen every 3 seconds?
3 seconds? You're nuts. No one's gonna wanna look. You annoy them, you drive them away.
Well, what's the opposite? People just don't look at a screen and live their lives?
I don't know, Sandra. I think this is beyond us, tech gurus. You know, none of us have any feelings, so we don't know how 16-year-olds feel.
What if we went to the 16-year-olds? So about the 16-year-olds here?
Sandra, I don't think any amount of planning is going to help this. This is done. Microsoft's over. We're packing up. They've already replaced the sign up the front with the McDonald's logo.
Oh, God.
We're just going to be a multi-story McDonald's after this.
So people can just sit across a table from one another and look into each other's eyes and
It's okay, Sandra. Sandra, I get it. I know. I love this job too, but after tomorrow, there's no more Microsoft.
No.
We're all done.
No.
Goodbye, Microsoft. Goodbye, my heart. You weren't long for this world. You died before you got a start.
Goodbye, Microsoft. Goodbye, my dreams and soul. You weren't long for this world, even though you made me whole.
Just imagine all the good you could have done for everyone. Your invasions of privacy, they never really begun.
Productivity, all these youths launched into action. What am I to do if I'm not the distraction?
Our dreams are gone like a blue screen. Our dreams are gone like a blue screen.
David, what I'm really scared of is sitting with myself. What will I do without the phone and actually someone else?
Yeah. And you know what I really, really hate? I can't stand the thought of not all the money going to Bill Gates. Oh, our dreams are gone like a blue screen. Our dreams are gone like a blue screen. And everything we worked for has all come crashing down.
Oh, everything we worked for is beyond down. So down,
like hell down.
Dreams are gone like a blue screen. Our dreams are gone like a blue screen.
And after tomorrow, we'll never boot it up again. I'm going to say my goodbye now, Sandra. It's been a pleasure.
I'm going to say my goodbye via text message.
One. I like that, just for old time's sake.
Bring, bring. Hi, Jemima. I'm trying that thing where I talk to you when you get home from school now.
Mom. Wow. Your face, you've got tears on your face.
Oh, I'm fine. I've just missed you, you know? It's my week with you. How's Jim? How's the new girl?
Oh, Mom, look. My hands are cramping with everything that I've been going through. I've just been writing it all down. I'll have to write this to you in a letter, okay? About how I'm feeling. So
I don't want to bore you with the details of Jim's house and how me and Steve are kind of dating now and oh, there's just so much going on. I just my hands are so tired.
Wow. Jemima, I hate seeing your phalanges so fatigued, you know? That's things that mothers hate with their daughters. Mm. I always like you to have supple, you know, agile fingers, you know? Imagine just being able to use one thumb to express yourself again. Do you remember that?
Oh, Mom, you're such a boomer. All boomers who just want to share, you know, with little emojis and like this, like, totally false level kind of, oh, not actually connecting with who you really are.
No, Jemima, the tech crash, come on, it was only a year ago, and look how cramped and tiny your hands are.
Mom, I get it. You're not gonna understand my life, though. I know that you've lost your husband, and your cousin died, and your dad died, and
they're your family too, Jemima. You're not talking because you were so tired with all this letter writing. Look at pictures of the Shakespearean days. They wrote so much they had no hands. They just had tiny wrist nubs.
Well, get with the picture, Mom. That's where we're going. We're going to a group of people in the future with nubs for hands because we have big, big hearts and that's how we share, okay? You're never gonna understand. You don't understand me, Mom.
I'm trying to understand you, Jemima, but you be careful of those big, big, big thoughts. You know what happened to Tommy?
His head exploded.
His head exploded.
With all the thoughts.
And I just worry about these big, big, big feelings, you know?
Well, maybe if Tommy had a way to express his thoughts, they wouldn't have come out the top of his head. And they would have come out in a much more sensible and adaptive way.
Jemima, you're right. There's got to be a better option, a third option. An emoji in real emotion that shows up instantly.
You're talking crazy, Mom. A real emotion? You mean like people just showing their emotions on their face, not writing it down?
And I'm talking like this. If you look at my face, the corners of my mouth, you will see a trace of a smile.
Oh, it's scaring me, Mom.
Of a smile. I'm talking about this. If you look at my eyes, one is closed and it's not a disguise, it's a wink. On my face. I'm talking about emotion, the real thing, emotion. I'm talking about emotion, you and me. I'm talking about emotion, the real thing, emotion. I'm talking about emotion, you and me.
So, Mom, what you're saying is if I'm really sad, instead of it writing it down and thinking about it and just putting it on a notepad, I just blink my eyes and get really musty in my face and tears falling down and showing everybody.
I'm talking about emotion. I'm talking about the real thing, emotion. Talking about emotion. I'm talking about the real thing, emotion, motion. I'm talking about the real thing, emotion, motion. I'm talking about the real thing, emotion.
Hey. It's me, Steve. I just let myself in. There's so many things I've got to say, and I didn't have time to write them all down. And look, I know we've started dating, Jemima, but I don't have the words to express. I can't tell you. Why does your face look like a real life emoji?
It's all these things inside me coming out through my expressive emotions, these real emotions.
Oh my God.
Tears sliding down her eyes, or oxytocin leaving her brain, the flush reaching her cheeks. Wow, that's embarrassment.
Whoa, you know so much about the human face. I feel it in my cheeks. I feel it in my lips. The things I want to express is just at my fingertips. And now I feel it, my wrinkles coming up to life to express what I want to say to you.
Oh, I'm talking about emotions. I'm talking about the real thing. I'm talking about emotions. I'm talking about the real thing. I'm talking about emotions. Emotions. I'm talking about the real thing.
Hey, David, I've got an idea, and I think this one is big. You know, we just had buttons for feelings, and those buttons, they put a lid on it, you know? Wow. Before that, there was writing, and after the revolution, much more writing.
Okay.
It took too much time, and their hands were nubs, but this is it that has to stop emotion.
What?
The real thing, emotion.
Amazing.
I'm talking about emotion.
I never thought of that.
The real thing, emotion. I'm talking about emotions. The real thing, emotion. I'm talking about emotions. The real thing.
Wait, Sandra. This is me, Bill Gates. I've been on the line the whole time.
Oh.
I just heard what you said about emotions, and it brought a feeling to my own face.
Well, this is a FaceTime, Bill, and I can see it. It's incredible.
Yeah. Look, after all this, I think I have to retire. Tech never made me happy. But you know what would make me happy? If you took over for me, all you gotta do is say yes.
Wow. This is incredible. No big tech whiz has ever showed their emotions.
No, and on my face right now, I've got a smile.
I say yes, yes to the job promotion, yes, yes to my life.
I've signed it off to you. You're the owner of Microsoft
now. The real thing, emotion. I'm talking about emotion. The real thing, emotion.
That was the official story of how Microsoft has come in to be what it is now, the beautiful company. We didn't think we had the history knowledge in us, but we got there, you know?
Yeah, I'm probably one of the least tech. Well, there we go.
Can't
I'm the
even
least tech savvy person out.
Look, you wouldn't know it.
I have no storage on my phone.
Yeah, we tried to film some content on Lexi's phone before this, and it was just full. So
yeah.
We never got
and there was also after about 50 minutes of trying to set up the tech before.
Yeah, it was.
It's amazing this is even getting into your ears, guys.
Don't you feel lucky?
Yes.
So lucky to hear this amazing musical. And I gotta say, guys, if you're feeling the big emotions right now, you can come catch us at Melbourne Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
This is coming out by then. Or in Brisbane, you can see us on there. Or you can sign up to our Patreon and you can give us some emotional money there.
I love emotional money.
Because you know what they say, emotional spending is the best kind of spending.
Yes, agreed.
Yes.
And that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about emotion.
Talking about the real thing, emotion.
I'm talking about emotion.
The real thing, emotion.
I'm talking about emotion.